Welcome to Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. Thank you for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, where biblical truths are shared. My goal is to uplift and challenge you today to find a place for dyslexia in your life and let Christ take center stage of your life. Oh, one more thing. I want you to know you are the most courageous person I know, even though we have never met. Our journey informs me that you are indeed courageous. You're gifted, you're smart, funny, and kind. So please pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and be blessed. Imagine yourself among God's people on the day He spoke to the children of Israel from the mountain. He said, "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." The Lord makes a pronouncement, "I am the Lord your God." This may be the most important statement of fact God will make to the children of Israel and to you and I. Why? Because unless we accept the Lord as our God, we won't experience the power of His redemption. When the Ten Commandments were spoken from the mountain that day, the Lord spoke to each individual heart and mind, and He would hold each person responsible for what they heard that day. In case you're not sure, the Lord makes it clear where He rescued you and I from. And in case you don't understand the magnitude of where He brought us from, He says that while we were in Egypt, we were in bondage, under the control, the power, and influence of someone or something else. We were not free. Our taskmaster was not kind, and it was a very bitter experience. And there were times you contemplated giving up. Yet, just when you were about to give up, the Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt." Yes, God has seen your affliction. He's seen mine. He has heard our heart cry, and He knows our sorrow. Therefore, Jesus, in His great wisdom, wrote the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone with His own finger. In doing this, He established the permanency of His law. They were not man's idea on how God will rule His kingdom. They were His. The question is, do you trust His wisdom? It is also important to note that God not only wrote them, He spoke them. And guess what? He still speaks His law to our hearts today. Christ knows that if we trust His wisdom and adhere to His powerful words in the strength of the Holy Spirit, they will create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. It is God's desire that we, as a people of God, adhere to all His commandments with our hearts and our minds. These 10 principles will change your life forever. Thank you for listening to another episode from Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. If you know an adult with dyslexia, please share these short devotionals with them. For more devotionals, please visit my website at www.wrpublication.com, where you can read or listen to archive shows. Thank you again for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, and be blessed.